I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. And Jeff is reporting on the border, some new numbers we were not prepared for, the month of April. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The report is from Customs and Border Protection. What are they saying now about April 2021 compared to April 2020? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. When I first saw these numbers from a news source, I was blown away because they just seem so huge, but they fit with the scale that we've been seeing. So, you know, last April, there were only about 17,000, a little over 17,000 apprehensions at the border. That's to be expected. It seemed kind of normal. But what happened this April, it really blows everything out of the water. There were 178,622 apprehensions at the border. That's way more than any time before.
Jeff and I were not prepared for this number, although now that we have it, it's like solving a crime after you're told the answer, Jeff. It was Colonel Mustard in the dining room with the candlesticks. Right. So fine. The report of the unaccompanied children who could be headed to Camp Roberts in California. I puzzled about those numbers, Jeff, because they were wide. They were high and wide, somewhere between 5,000 and 20,000 unaccompanied children headed to Camp Roberts, which you've described to me as a wilderness area. There was no way they were going to have that many unaccompanied children if the number was small, 17,000. But what would make it look relative? Maybe, what, 50,000, 80,000? This number suggests, Jeff, that we don't know how big the number is, because if they recorded 178,000 apprehensions, how many did they miss? We can only guess. Jeff, is there any indication in the California reporting that people without documents are suddenly turning up? Is there fresh information from the barrio that new people from Guatemala or Brazil or Ecuador are in town?
We're not seeing that in news reports. As a matter of fact, you know, when we were first reporting on this, there was a tension, especially as they started opening, you know, holding facilities in Long Beach and Fairplex and San Diego. But after that, it's really kind of tailed off. But people do know that this is going on, and the people who are concerned about immigration, legal and otherwise, are starting to say, wait a minute, not only where are all these people going, but where are they going to go? And as we were talking about with Camp Roberts, the numbers that the local folks there, the local government folks in San Luis Obispo and Monterey County were hearing was, well, you could maybe expect up to 5,000, but that's a big number. But then you had other people both in government and outside saying, no, they're planning for much more. What they're looking at is 20,000. And as you point out, this seems to be pointing that direction because, wow, I mean, how do you get that many people coming across the border? You apprehended them. They said they turned back, you know, a large number, but we don't have really any evidence of that. We do know that many, many more got past Customs and Border Protection agents and are now out in the United States, who knows where. So we've got a large number on our hands out there, out of the American frontier. We don't know where they went, but we do know there are more than the 178,000 that were apprehended.
Everything we've reported so far in these last months, we now have reason to doubt. We just don't know. And we'll, in the fullness of time, we'll learn it. Now we go to, not the drought, we'll come back to that. But there is a Palisades fire. Where is it, Jeff? And is this early or is this fire season in California?
This is pretty early for fire season. And the concern is that we're starting early because of a big drought that we're in. This fire, though, according to fire officials, looks to be arson. And so that's different than just, you know, some people wondering, is it a lightning strike or some other strange environmental cause? Most fires, by the way, are human caused, but this one appears to be set on purpose or through carelessness. They do have a person who's been arrested and is being charged. Now, where this fire is in the, you know, West LA. So, Pacific Palisades is right up against the coast there. Some very beautiful homes and estates. A lot of, you know, celebrities live there. A lot of finance people in LA live there. And then the fire is moving north of there, up into the canyons and the Santa Monica Mountain area, so it's endangering Topanga Canyon and that residential area, which has a lot of famous artists, musicians, and others live up there. So this is a fire that's coming through a section where a lot of very wealthy, very well-to-do, powerful people live. So it's going to be interesting if this does turn out to be somebody who is on the land illegally or shouldn't have been there or is homeless, then you're going to see a reaction from the people who live in those areas.
A Los Angeles Police Department, according to the report of the LA Times, helicopter pilot spotted suspects setting fires on Friday last, but investigators were unable to locate the man on the ground because of smoke and heavy brush, according to law enforcement and fire department officials. Two people were questioned on Saturday past, about the fire, which at this point had forced evacuation of 1,000 residents. One person was released. One man, who has not been identified, was arrested Sunday past, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department chief, at a briefing at Will Rogers State Beach. Jeff, this is not an area where there's campers. Are there campers through here? Is this possible? We're looking at camping, or is this something else?
This appears to be something else. Do people camp up there sometimes? Yes, they're not supposed to, as far as I know. Certainly not in the area where this fire occurred. You know, it's hard to tell. Was this person trying to clear brush using fire, or was it a person that was mentally unstable, or, you know, like a pyromaniac, or is it just somebody doing something criminal? All those things happened. We've seen in the past few years as causes of wildfires. But as you point out, they do have somebody in custody. So it'll be interesting what the story is when they get it from that guy. My guess is we're going to find out this was an illegal encampment.
Illegal encampment. And Jeff, there's been a larger story about fires in homeless camps throughout the Los Angeles area. We talked about this for some time now. Is there any reason to believe there's copycats going on? Or is this a new weapon that we've not seen before, people lighting tents afire?
That does happen. We can have fires in homeless encampments that are, you know, people fighting with each other or trying to clear somebody out of an area they don't want them to be in there. A lot of times we have, you know, careless use of fire, open flame near a tent or a sleeping bag. That happens, or somebody that's smoking in their tent. Those have all happened. What happens also sometimes up in, you know, areas with a lot of vegetation, people think, well, I can use fire to clear some of that area, or they'll actually have a campfire, and then that the embers, you know, go to catch a tree or a bush on fire, and then it blows up from there. So I can't tell you what it was yet. I don't know what the helicopter saw, the helicopter pilot saw, but my guess is if he was able to spot that from the air and make that kind of, you know, analysis as he watched it, then it was somebody doing it on purpose. Why they were doing it, I don't know, but it's such a dangerous thing, especially in that area. I was listening to the press conference this morning, and the LA County Fire Authorities were saying, you know, we've got vegetation back up in those hills and those canyons that is 50 or 60 years old. So you just have this incredible amount of kindling, so to speak, that is ready to go at a moment's notice. And then when it gets warm like it's been, then boom, you have a conflagration.
The LA Times has a photograph of a lot of brave people marching up there to fight the fire. The Palisades Fire, Topanga Canyon. Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.